Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we request them, because today we're going to have with us Dr. Noah Hutsings from the Southwest Radio Church, and we're going to be talking about his new book, The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church. And I've been told, oh, you shouldn't be critical of the Purpose-Driven Church. If you have any difference with Rick Warren, you ought to get together with him and quietly just to point out why you disagree. Well, let me tell you that if you go to a Purpose-Driven Church, you are literally thrown out of the church. You ask for your resignation, or they will make your life so miserable you'll be forced to leave. And that is part of the plan, because, of course, the Purpose-Driven Church is organized as a corporation. And, of course, the minister is no longer a minister. He is a CEO, and the board of directors, the board of deacons, better go along with the CEO or they're out of a job. And no, of course, variance, no objection is allowed. And anyone who objects to what is going on is called a pillar. And the pillars hold up the church. And you get rid of those pillars, because they are going to stop you from going ahead and doing what you want to do. And then as you advance to this wonderful, wonderful new idea that is going to change Christianity forever, and ladies and gentlemen, it is going to change Christianity. But I don't believe for the better. Well, I started reading Dr. Hutsings' book about 6:30 this morning, and I really couldn't put it down. It's fascinating. It's not that long. It's easy reading. But it gives you tremendous insight into one of the most dangerous things that I think that's happened to Christendom since, in the last several hundred years. Dr. Hutsings, thanks you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's my pleasure.
Well, let's get into the little background. Of course, why don't you just pick up your story, because you belong to a Purpose-Driven Church, and you experienced that wonderful love that, of course, is expressed there. Why don't you tell us what happened?
I joined the church when I moved into the area. I transferred my membership from another like church, and this church was a mission church in the 1970s, and I served on the board there. It was a evangelical church. premillennial church, evangelistic, a community serving church. You could go by the church anytime during the day, and there'd probably be 1,000 cars at the church. It was a warm church, friendly church, growing church. Souls saved every Sunday. We had many marvelous friends in the church. It was just a church, I think, that anyone would find a home in and feel comfortable in, at least those who believe the Bible and might be regarded as evangelical and fundamental. And it grew from a mission church in the mid-70s to the number two church in Oklahoma. We had a 10-acre parking lot around the church, and then we bought a 5-acre parking lot to the west, and then a 5-acre parking lot to the north.
Yeah, about 5,000 people attended that church on Sunday, didn't they?
Yes. And suddenly, our pastor left.
Hold that thought right there. We're going to bring our other stations right on board here.
Okay.
Well, okay, fine. Well, Dr. Hutsings, our guest today is Dr. Noah Hutsings of the Southwest Radio Church, and we're talking about what happened to his church in Oklahoma City, the change from being an evangelical Christian church into a purpose-driven church. And Dr. Hutsings has written a book called The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church, and I know many people will be offended by what we say, but I think it has to be said, because if you study the church movement, it changes the entire message of Christendom from the fact that we're sinners saved by grace to the fact that God loves everybody. There's no punishment for sin. And, well, you pick up the story there.
Certainly. And as we were talking, my church was a warm evangelical church, soul saved every Sunday, grew from mission church in the mid-70s to the number two Baptist church in Oklahoma in 2002. And the pastor who had been there for 7 years left and went to Houston. And evidently it had been, he was after about 6 months, the so-called search committee announced that, you know, a new pastor was coming. And the head of the church committee, who was search committee, who was the song minister, who had been minister of music, he held up his Bible and said, 2 years ago, I wrote in my Bible who was going to be the next pastor. So the search committee was didn't need a search committee because it had already been determined. And the new pastor came, and he came with he did have his jogging clothes on and a coat on, but then he took his coat off and removed the podium and says, these make me uncomfortable. And then he was pretty much dressed like Dr. Warren. And then the 35 staff members came in dressed like Dr. Warren.
In other words, very casual, no putting on a coat and tie to honor the Lord. You just sort of dress like you maybe when you're going to the beach?
That's true. And I don't say you have to dress a certain way to go to church, but I think you're making a point, you know, that you're following the PDC movement. And so the deacons all come in dressed like Dr. Warren does, as you see him usually. And
hold that thought, Dr. Warren.
The choir was
hold that thought, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Hutsings is telling us that in his church where he was attending, why, suddenly everything began to change, and they brought in a new minister, and they changed the music, and the new minister began to dress very casual. He didn't wear a coat and a tie, and he was dressed very, very casually, and sort of everybody was requested, or many of the people in key positions and the staff, everybody simply addressed very, very casually. No longer were we dressing up to go to church, just a very casual approach. Go ahead.
And the music changed, and the choir was removed. And the first thing they do is change the music in a purpose-driven church format. And the Sunday schools were shifted. The seniors were placed in the back of the educational building near the back door, like if they wanted to leave, they could leave in a hurry. And, you know, Dr. Warren had said that, of course, that in order for a purpose-driven church to prosper, you have to get rid of the old pillars. And if the old pillars leave, let them leave, because they only hold things up.
Now, there was people like you and me.
Yes. And those who are more grounded in the faith and who are more apt to stand on doctrinal ground as far as faith and service is concerned. And so I put up with it 6 months, but people had already were starting to leave. And so finally, I could not stand the message. could not send messages on Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles or things like that, and love your dog and love your cat.
I mean, they weren't preaching the gospel. They were preaching sort of a warm, fuzzy message that really didn't say very much.
That is true. And when the purpose-driven church format comes in, of course, in church transitions, which is a part of the purpose-driven church, they are told that in changing, you don't tell the people that what you're doing until the fourth step. So it's a matter of it's a deception.
And now basically there's an eight-step program, so you're well into this whole thing before they really tell you what they're doing. Why would they deceive the people? You would think that a Christian minister would want to be forthright and tell the parishioners what he had in mind.
Well, you would think so, but that's the format. That's the chain. You don't tell the people until you've already got established. And then there are four steps, and the sixth step, of course, is to deal with the opposition, where if, you know, people don't change, then they're made uncomfortable, marginalized. And some, you know, we've received hundreds and hundreds of letters where people have been asked to leave. You know, faithful members of the church, I've sent some of those letters in my book. If you read, you've been reading my book, you read some of the letters there. And so those who are grounded in the faith are standing in the way of the new program that's coming in, which is directed really towards the younger age groups, and get rid of the old elder groups that might have some reservations about going to this new format.
Well, now, how does the message of the purpose-driven church vary from the traditional methods of the Christian church?
The traditional message is that, for example, we're all humanity. It falls into two categories: the saved and the unsaved. And you bring the unsaved into the church by converting them by the power of the gospel into new creatures in Christ. In the purpose-driven church format, people are divided into two groups, the church and the unchurched. So all you have to do is to get the unchurched into the church. And
well, does that make them Christians if you come to church?
Well, I think it's a process of osmosis. If you study the doctrinal statement in detail of Dr. Rick Warren, and you cannot separate Dr. Rick Warren from the purpose-driven church because he sets the model. And it's by a process of osmosis, I guess. There is no such thing as sin, or they do not mention sin. They do not mention anything they say that would make anyone uncomfortable. Usually, they go to the newer versions of the Bible, where hell is not mentioned in the Old Testament, and only half the times in the New Testament. And there's no such thing as the lost are the saved, and it's a kind of fuzzy social gospel message. And as I've said before, if it were not for Rupert Murdoch, I think Dr. Warren would be a moderately successful social gospel preacher in Southern California.
But now, isn't Rupert Murdoch one of the most wealthy men in the world, who actually owns Zondervan as well as really hundreds of other publications? And he's really been pushing this philosophy, hasn't he?
Yes. I quote here from Fortune magazine of, let's see, what date? I think it's this week's date, and it says here, I will quote this when I get my glasses on. It says, a protege of management thinker, Peter Drucker, who is, of course, a industrialist, you know, right? Warren is also a cultivating corporate executive. He calls himself Rupert Murdoch's pastor. So he is Rupert Murdoch's pastor.
And, of course, is Rupert Murdoch a Christian at all? Is there any evidence that he is? Certainly from the sort of things he puts out?
He's supposed to be a member of the Episcopal Church. Of course, he owns 175 newspapers, including the Sun. Some of his publications are pornographic.
Right.
And some of them have been classified as triple X or double X or triple X pornographic. And he publishes Dr. Rick Warren's books.
Right. And that's Zondervan publishing.
His third wife, Wendy Dean, is Chinese, and he is building her a 22,000-foot home at Forbidden City, according to reports.
And that's in China?
That's in China. And I would not classify Rupert Murdoch as a Christian. Certainly his works do not indicate that he is a Christian. I would not think a Christian would publish pornographic material.
Well, one of the things that disturbs me is that Time magazine has claimed that Rupert Murdoch, pardon me, that Rick Warren is the leading Christian in America, the leaders of the Christian movement. I'm really worried about that. Anybody that Time magazine picks to lead the Christians.
Yes. You say Time magazine?
No, he was the leading Christian. They listed 20 leading Christians, and he was the leader of the leading Christians.
Yes, yes. Well, that's his what he is hailed at, I guess, around the world. He is supposed to be replacing Billy Graham as the most prominent representative of the Christian faith in the world.
But, of course, isn't his program very successful?
Who, Dr. Warren?
No, yeah, Dr. Warren's program.
Is it not successful?
Right.
As far as membership is, yes, in many areas. But in his first book, he warned repeatedly the Purpose-Driven Church that his program would not work everywhere, and he warned pastors in his first book, the Purpose-Driven Church, that they were to be careful in putting his program in their church because they might experience dismal failure. But he has changed that tune now with his success, and he has said that unless churches change to his format, that in 5 years they won't be around. But that it does not always happen. It's in my church.
What happened to your church?
In my church, I think anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people, members, have left the church. And I was reading a letter from the pastor that was sent to someone else this past week, and the letter said that they went $458,000 in debt last year. They've had to remortgage the church, and they'll only go in $250,000 in debt this year, so they're going to be better off this year than they were last year.
All right, fine. Well, when you're going behind every year, you can't make it up in volume. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Noah Hutchings. We're talking about the dark side of the Purpose-Driven Church, a fascinating insight into this movement that is literally sweeping the world. 100,000 Christian ministers have been to the meetings, and many of them, of course, are working actively to pursue the goals that Pastor Warren has laid out to transform the whole world. And he has a program that is going to change the world. He's been back to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and the United Nations, letting them know how he is going to change the world. tapes at genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000. This is Health.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's...
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Noah Hutsings, his book, The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church. And we do carry the book. We think it's an important book. I think it's important for people to understand what is happening, not only across America, but across the world today. Now, one of the points you make, Dr. Hutsings, is the fact that they stress a Bible translation called The Message. They stress a number of Bible translations that are related to the writings of Westcott and Hort, who were into the occult during the 19th century, and they simply downplay the King James Version of the Bible. Would you like to discuss why you're concerned about The Message?
Well, the message is actually not a translation of anything. It's a paraphrase version of what maybe it was Dr. Peterson wrote, and he says that even he says that it should not be considered the Word of God, that he gets nervous when someone reads it from the pulpit. Yet Dr. Warren and others, I think even David Jeremiah may quote read from it, and say that God says here or there. All you have to do is, you know, read the purpose-driven church and read some of the words of Jesus, you know, from the King James Version, and then turn, for example, turn over to the Beatitudes, and he has Jesus saying things that Jesus never said. And I take a dim view of someone getting up a translation and having Jesus say something that the author says and puts the credit to Jesus. And some of the things that I bring out in books make Jesus sound like the village idiot. So I have no idea why any reputable minister would pick up the message and say, this is God's word. I cannot believe that.
All right, and Sister, you also expressed some concern because so many of the Bible translations really come from the Greek New Testament written by Westcott and Hort. What's wrong with that?
Westcott and Hort, of course, goes back to the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, which is, of course, the Catholic text. And they come from, go back to Origen, who believed that everyone was going to be saved, even the devil. He had some problems also with the incarnation, that Jesus was a God in the flesh. And we read in 1 John 4 that we're to try the spirits. And if any... to see if they're of God, and that's one of the tests. And the newer versions, as I said, I think you can check. You won't find hell in the Bible. There are other words there for hell, for example, grave, or in some place they might use the Hebrew word, which no one knows what it means anyway. And in the New Testament, they have taken hell out half the time. And the purpose-driven message is not a message about hell or those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord and Savior. That's where they're going. You know, they're very reticent, they say, to offend anyone. Also, doctrine, Dr. Warren makes fun of doctrine. He said, when you stand before Jesus, or when you stand before the judgment seat, he said, he's got everybody standing before the great white throne judgment instead of the judgment seat of Christ. For Christians, he says, God is not going to ask you what doctrine you believe.
Well, isn't the great white throne the judgment of the damned?
Yes.
Why would he have everybody standing before the great white throne? Doesn't he know that if you read the Revelation, that's exactly what the great white throne is for?
It's a judgment of the lost.
Right.
Yet, he has Christians standing at the great, supposedly, church members, standing at the great white throne judgment. He's has to be all millennial. And in his statement of faith, he has Jesus only coming back to raise the dead at the great white throne judgment. That's all Jesus is coming back for, according to Dr. Warren.
And so he seems to have a sort of a change the entire thrust, as if somehow man is going to you know, bring the kingdom of heaven to earth?
That is true, and that's what he's going out now with his great peace plan to all the world.
But isn't he planning on mobilizing a million Christians?
A billion? According to what he said in April, he says a billion.
A billion Christians are going to be mobilized by Rick Warren to change the world. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
Now, most people would like laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest this afternoon is Dr. Noah Hutchings. His book is The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church, and we're going to be carrying the book, as well as we carry a number of other books that Dr. Hutchings is well acquainted with, Warren Smith, and certainly the book Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church, which Dr. Hutchings recommends. And we think it's so important that Christians understand what is happening to the Christian church today. Now, what about the 40 days of purpose? You've read about that. This is a means by which Christians' lives are going to be transformed, at least we're told.
Certainly. And the whole idea of the purpose-driven life, which is starting point for getting the church into the purpose-driven life religion, that's one of the first studies that a purpose-driven life church goes into when it is becoming a purpose-driven living church. But before I get that, you know, we're talking about a space plan. I just want to reference this. Where it says the forums that he has gone to pitch his world peace plan, and here I'm quoting from the Fortune edition magazine, he has gone before the Council on Foreign Relations to pitch his newest idea. So he is a CFR man, evidently.
Obviously, they would tend to agree with the message he's putting out of bringing world peace and the Christians being mobilized to do that.
Yes. But, getting back to the purpose-driven life introduction to the church, introduction to his book, he says that, if I can quote exactly what he says, he says that this is God always used 40 days to prepare someone for service. And he goes on to give several examples, which is a blatant falsehood.
Now, they're basically
true.
Right. And so he uses these examples to justify the fact that 40 days is how God is going to transform the people. And so who did he say that God transformed in 40 days?
Well, he said God transformed Noah in 40 days. Of course, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. No one was transformed. Everyone was drowned, except Noah and his family.
And, of course, as you point out, Noah was transformed long before the deluge.
Evidently, he preached for 120 years, bore witness to the world in building the ark.
And he was always faithful to the Lord.
Yeah,
and yet, of course, somehow the 40 days is the fact that it rained for 40 days somehow means that that's what we should be doing, spend 40 days studying the purpose-driven book.
Yeah, and he says the Jews that went into the promised land were transformed in 40 days. Well, the truth of the matter is that 12 spies from Israel went into the promised land to spy at the land. 10 went in as cowards and came out cowards. 2 went in as brave men and came out brave men. No one was transformed. And as reading with their failure, the Jews spent 40 years in the wilderness. So the whole book is based on a falsehood.
You talk about Moses. He talked about how Moses was transformed by 40 days out Mount Sinai, but did that really transform Moses?
No, Moses was transformed as a burning bush, and he led the children of Israel out. If he hadn't been transformed, he wouldn't have followed God's obedience in standing up before Pharaoh. So the whole thing is 40 days is a falsehood.
And yet, of course, most Christians, because this is certainly put into a book that sold 30 million copies and published by Zondervan, most Christians really aren't solid enough in their Bible study to recognize that maybe the presumption upon this whole 40 days of purpose is faulty. Would that be a fair statement?
It certainly is. The fact that the whole book is based on a false statement is true. You go back in under the law, and certainly everything was numbered, but you get into the epistle church age, nothing is numbered. In fact, Paul wrote the Galatians, who had gone back under the law, and the old system said, you observe day, weeks, and days, I'm afraid of you. So, to say you got to spend a certain number of days studying Rick Warren's book to be transformed where God can use you is, I cannot believe, Dr. Monteith, that there are thousands or 150,000 or maybe Dr. Warren says 400,000 preachers would be deceived by this kind of trash.
Well, you have a chapter here on trying the spirits. In other words, we would try the spirits to find out if this was of God.
Certainly. And trying the spirits, I think every minister, every pastor, and even we can get down to every church member or every Christian as far as that goes, but certainly that references those who are in positions of spiritual responsibility, they are to try the spirit. Now, that is not an option. It's a commandment. And, you know, Dr. Monteith, these cults movements come through the church every now and then. And some of them, as Paul warned, will siphon off church members to follow them. And most of them are cultic, and cultic, you follow a leader, maybe you dress like the leader, maybe you eat what he does, maybe you say what he does, and that's a warning that of cult.
One of the things that you said in your book I thought was so interesting is that in a cult, they do not allow any disagreement. And in this movement, they don't allow any disagreement, do they?
Certainly not. In fact, you're asked to sign a pledge, a covenant, right at the start of the book.
And you don't even know what's in the book when you're signing the covenant.
You don't even know what you're signing. And Jesus warned against signing oaths or covenants. We don't need to do that because Jesus has made a new covenant for all of us.
Well, my understanding is that, of course, that Rick Warren has said the last thing we need is another Bible study. What we ought to do is you really get in and start working. And this is, I think it is Purpose-Driven Life. One of the people had looked it up. We get the reference if anybody wants it. But it almost sounds as if he wants us to get to work, as if he is suggesting that we're saved by works rather than by faith.
That is true. And if those of some, if you will check his current website, you will find on there a statement where he makes fun of those who have Bible studies in their church. And he says you learn mostly by Bible study, but by experiences and emotions. And then what does he promote to replace Bible studies? Well, at the end of this statement, there is a plug for his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And then he goes on to, again, make a statement, as he has many places in his book, about those who would study doctrine or be concerned about Bible doctrine. Well, over and over, we were warned in Scripture to be grounded in doctrine so that we will not be led away by false doctrine. And, you know, in the King James Bible, that is the Bible based on the majority text, the authorized version, there are 55 references to doctrine. In the NASB, which came out in 1860, I believe it was, that has been reduced to 13. And then the NIV, I think, came out in 1972, I think that has been reduced to about 8. And then the new HCSB Bible, I think there's only 6 references to doctrine.
And, of course, the NIV is published by good old Rupert Murdoch.
Right. So in each new translation that comes out, it seemed that the word, even the word doctrine, is removed. And I doubt if it's even in the message. I couldn't find it, if it's in there.
And so
the
what
message
we're really doing
is not the translation anyway.
And so what we're really doing is removing the foundations of the faith.
Right. And we're told, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And in place after place, Dr. Warren discourages reading or studying the Bible. And Dr. Monte, no, if you can get Christians, if you can get church members away from the Word of God, you can tell them anything.
Well, now, my understanding that they have a little groups, small little meeting groups, where they build relationships between the people in the church. And so much of the function of the church is to build relationships with other people.
I suppose so. But they, the church classification anymore is, in many places, is a change to campus, you know. But Jesus didn't say, on this campus I will build my church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. The statement that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In a campus, you have all people. And I think it's interesting that at the Pew Forum on Religion, Dr. Warren stated, and I quote, the word fundamentalist actually comes from a document in the 1920s called the Five Fundamentals of the Faith. And it is a very legalistic, narrow view of Christianity. Now, the five fundamentals of the faith to which Dr. Warren objected are, and I quote, one, the inerrancy and full authority of the Bible. Number two, the virgin birth and full deity of Jesus Christ. Number three, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Number four, Christ atoning vicarious death for the sins of the world. Number five, the literal second coming of Jesus Christ.
Well, now, those are the very tenets of the faith. Does he agree or disagree with those?
He says they are very narrow and legalistic.
Narrow and legalistic, but you take those away, and what's left of Christianity?
Well, you have a social gospel. That you don't have gospel. You have trying to serve men with bread and butter.
And yet, of course, there are over 100,000 ministers that have been through the training. Many ministers buy their sermons for $4 every week from Rick Warren so they can give them in the church, so they can have more time for spending organizing the church rather than having to study.
Yes. I think all these pastors, I know the, I'm sure the pastor at my former church got his sermons directly from Rick Warren, from the website.
And so they have a sermon up there every week for the for ministers all across the church, so they don't have to get in the Bible. They can just get it off the internet.
That is true. That is true. And they don't have to work. And they can spend their time on social activities in the church.
Well, no,
so I have a problem with that. And I think the attraction of many pastors is that they don't have to study, they don't have to work, they are appointed CEO of their church, they become a dictator, their word is absolute, and that's I suppose that's the attraction for many, many pastors. It's hard for me to believe, though, that so many so-called evangelical fundamental pastors, at least they once were, seem to be, have been gone this route. It's a mystery to me.
Well, I think there's a spiritual blindness out there. We're told in the latter days there's going to be, in Thessalonians 2:2, that there's going to be a great falling away there at the end times.
That is true. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, of course, when men began to increase across the face of the earth, there was this great spiritual deception. And the violence filled the earth, and it repented God that he had made man. Lambert study of the pre-flood civilization, according to him, indicates there could have been 9 billion people in the world at that time, because they lived to be hundreds of years. The flood came in about 1400 A.D., and men and women continued to be hundreds of years old, and women continued to bear children. So there must have been a great falling away at that time from any kind of faith in God or his judgment against sin. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. And Paul said that that day will not come except there come a falling away first.
And certainly there's a great falling away today, is my fear. Well, I really want to thank you so very much for writing the book. The book is The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church, and there's so much more. We really wanted to get into the music, but we're out of time. Dr. Hutchings, thank you so very much for being with us today. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monte.
Good night. Bye-bye, and may the Lord be with you.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
This is health journalist Bill Sardin. In the night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you'd like to get a copy of Pastor Hutchings' new book, The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church, which has so many letters from people who've actually been in the churches, and really Dr. Hutchings' analysis of what's really going on in America today. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church. We also carry Warren Smith's book, Deceived on Purpose, and, of course, the book, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? We have a four-tape set on the Purpose-Driven Church. We have a DVD by our good friend, Dr. Klink, going into the background of the Purpose-Driven Church movement. And it's really a management technique that was laid out by a man named Peter Drucker to transform the corporate world in America, to transform our educational system. And the third pillar was changing the church forever. And this is what it's really all about. And of course, Rick Warren is, Pastor Warren is using the management techniques of Peter Drucker to transform the Christian church. And 100,000 Christian ministers have been through their trainings, over 250 to 300,000 Christian ministers and laymen have attended the programs. The movement is sweeping the world, and there's a great falling away from the faith. And of course, because we've changed the music, and we've changed the message of the church. If you'd like to know what's happened to the music, we have a great four-tape set on musical madness, and I actually think we have two four-tape sets on what's happened to the music of the church, and then we have The Crisis in Christian Music, Part 1, and a separate book by Jack Wheaton, Part 2, going into how music has been altered and the profound impact music has on your heart and your mind and your soul. And if you don't understand what music can do to you, you really need to see the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of this video will really transform your life forever, because, of course, the satanic forces are working within music in America today. And you will actually see Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne and the others singing about Mr. Crowley, who was a Satanist. And, of course, Mr. Crowley's pictures are at the front of the Beatles album, and so many of the other albums, they were all into Crowleyism, who was, of course, a dedicated Satanist. And some of the people you'll actually hear talking about how they sold their souls to the devil, and, of course, they were in contact with the other dimension. So we recommend those videos. They sold their souls to rock and roll, so that you can begin to understand what is really going on, not only in the music industry, but why we're at war in the Middle East today, why we have so much illness in America, why the incidence of cancer and certainly of diabetes and heart disease is increasing, why the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is increasing, why 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality, according to the CDC. And if you've not yet seen our video and DVD, Planned Population Reduction, and we did it for the Prophecy Club, it's quite professionally done. Either the DVD or the video, and of course it's about 2.5 hours long, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And we've certainly had some many compliments on it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and that's the Planned Population Reduction. And then, of course, don't forget, we're having an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on the 19th of November, and we do hope you can come. Of course, we have to know if you're going to be there, because we're serving lunch, and we're bringing in several outside speakers. I think it'll be a great time. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And then, of course, we want, of course, to mention we do carry the Berkey products, and it's the only way I know to get the fluoride out of your water. And you certainly would want to have something of that sort on hand in case of another emergency. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering a period of chaos and crisis, and you're going to see lots more emergencies. How do I know? Because I've read the plan put out by the other side. And, well, you can, of course, if you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, and please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.